WA Mobile.
4BWQ. This is KO4BWQ standing by.
KO4BWQ, KN4VWA. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I've got a new handy talkie that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm trying to get it programmed in, but for some reason I can't seem to hit this station. I don't know if it's because, and I've got the 0.6 offset, negative offset, and undoubtedly I'm missing something.
You still have a little bit of scratch in the background, but that's common for an HT. What's your location?
Anderson, but I'm not on my handy talkie right now. I'm on a little Anytone that I've got on my desk here. But I was trying to figure out this handy talkie because I said it'd be nice to be set on the back porch instead of set up this desk all night.
What kind of HT you got?
It's a Yaesu FT70DR.
Well, that's definitely easier than a Baofeng, but I'll tell you what. The most simplest thing that I ever did was buy an RT Systems programming software with the cable. Man, you throw it on a laptop, type in what you want, download it to the radio, and you're done. And you know it's right.
That'd be what I'm going to have to do with something like that, because I just went to the Yaesu website and got their version. But I can't figure out why it's not. The only thing I can figure out is maybe the tone. Is there a tone on this server?
No, sir. There is no tone on this repeater. It's a 146.610 straight out and a negative 600. And if you've got those two things, you should be able to hit it. Unless you just don't have enough power to hit it from where you're at. Now, are you running 50 watt on the bubble you got there?
Like I say, that could be it. I know I can hear fine, but I'm not getting back out.
Let me tell you what. Go find yourself a real nice high place, high elevation, and it's pretty much clear of obstructions such as buildings. And I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, you'll hit the repeater.
Yeah, you may be right. That's what I'll do then. All right, but thank you for your help, sir.
Hey, anytime. That's what the community's all about. You have a good afternoon, and keep plugging away at it. Now, that is a good radio you got in your hand, man. Yaesu makes good stuff. They don't make no junk. So, anyhow, you have a good afternoon. 73
is KN4VWA. I'm clear. KO4NUE, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW.
DJW, KN4VWA.
Hey, Steve, do you have a welder?
Yes, I do. How heavy a material do you want to weld?
Let me send you a snapshot.
Well, is it steel, and is it a quarter of an inch or less thick?
I think so. I think both of those are true.
Okay, well then I can probably weld it for you. What I have is a body shop wire feed welder that does not use gas. And you know, if it's not too thin, then we don't worry about gas and warping the metal. What are you trying to do? Put together a little frame of some sort?
Sorry, I was putting some markup on the picture. So I was talking to Chad earlier on the telephone, and my chair goes, pow! It's like somebody shot it with a gun. And I had just adjusted it this morning so it would be a little bit tighter so it wasn't so sloppy loose. When you lean back, it was just flop back. So I tightened down that knob in the picture that I just sent you. It hasn't finished going through, but it's going through. And that thing went pow, and it just split across the forged platform that the hydraulic cylinder goes into. It's like stamped. It's like stamped sheet metal, but it's thick. It's not real skinny stuff. But that thing just popped all the way across. and I don't know if it's worth taking the time to try to weld it up or just go find another chair.
I've tried doing that with my office stuff, and it worked for a while, but that particular metal that they use in those chairs is really, really cheap metal. And I can assure you that once you weld it, the metal loses its temper, and it will just crack behind the bead, and you'll be right back where you started from, trying to chase the cracks, man. I'm telling you, been there, done that. Hey, I'll weld it for you, no problem. Chad would probably be glad to do it for you, no problem. But, Dave, it ain't gonna last.
Well, that's why I was asking. In the meantime, I've been able to get a GPIO pin on a Raspberry. You know, I agree with you that I'm just going to have to go find a chair, and I hate to waste the time to go hunting down a chair, and I don't want to wait on another Amazon one. That one's Amazon that broke. But I got a GPIO pin to vibrate at the same frequency that APR signals go out, and I put a piece of 20-inch wire on it, a 19 and a quarter inch wire on it, and I vibrated it at 144.39 for a carrier signal and superimposed text on top of it in the form of a WAV file, and I transmitted an APRS beacon that was typed out by hand. First time I've ever done that. Did it this morning and got it working.
Ben, that's a key link. You're going to be up and running before very long.
Yeah, I was scouring the internet to find a single board FM transmitter that would transmit on 144.39 or something close to that, and I couldn't find one. Nobody makes one. I guess there just isn't that. You can find them that'll transmit down on like 90 to 108. I think that's the FM, or 80 something to 108. You can find those like a dime a dozen, you know, $2 a piece. But you can't find anything that'll transmit outside of that. But it just so happens that you can make a Raspberry Pi GPIO pin be a transmitter. That's pretty cool, don't you think?
It really is, man. Shoot. That's smooth, Dave. I'm impressed. So, are you going to try to do the simplex tonight?
Is that tonight? I have not been getting ready for it. My old antenna is still up there, 30 feet up there. It may be that it's the TS-2000 that's got a problem. It may, I may try to switch over to the ICOM 7000 and see if it works. You're going to be around for a while. What you doing?
I've got to hook up a trailer, utility trailer, and go down and get my daughter's riding mower. But I'll be on the repeater. You want me to give you a, you want me to text you? And when I'm back in the truck, I'm just about back to the house, and I figure it'll take me about 15 minutes to get that trailer loaded up. And, I could hit you.
Well, it'll probably take me 15 minutes to get the other radio, switched over to, it's on digital right now. It transmits APRS packets, but I can get the ICOM 7000 in line in 15 minutes, maybe for when you're on your way back, you can tell me what it sounds like.
Hey, I got a question. That ICOM 7000, that is an HF, UHF, VHF all the way around, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same as the ICOM 706 Mark IIG, except it's a color touchscreen. No, it's a color screen that's not a touchscreen, but it's almost the same radio as the, except it's digital as well. I mean, it can talk to a computer. That's what mine is doing right now, whereas the 706, I don't think you can do that.
Right, now, let me ask you something. That 7000, it could go portable very easily, couldn't it?
It is a mobile radio. That's what it's built for. It's about the size. I mean, it's about 6 inches wide by about 7 inches long by about 2 inches deep. It's a mobile rig. It's built for mobile. It's not a base station rig.
Well, and you're using it for APRS on UHF?
Well, it's my backup to my hardware-defined radios. So there's a TS-2000 beside it, and it's like the backup to the TS-2000, which is being used for APERS right now, just because I was trying to get a software package proven out. But, it's there as a secondary. I got SDR radios that I use instead of that normally, but those are my HDRs, hardware-defined radios.
What I'm getting at is you need to get rid of that old clunker.
No, I like that radio. I bought that on a spur-of-the-moment whim. I think I was up in the Charlotte Hamfest or something like that. And I couldn't find anything to buy, and I came across that radio, and it had that beautiful color screen that did everything the 706 does, except it'll do digital, too. It's got digital input. So I scarfed it up, and I never looked back. That's a great radio. I love that radio. I'll never get rid. That's as good as one of my SDR radios. It gets hot. It has its drawbacks. It gets very, very warm, and it's always done that, and people complained about it. And I subscribed to a users group on it, and ICOM was on there, and they said, that's the way it's supposed to be. Don't worry about that.
Fan, or is it just heat sinks?
It has a fan, and it turns. It's not noisy at all, but it still stays pretty warm. But it does have a fan on it, and it doesn't turn. It turns, but it doesn't make a lot of noise, and it gets warm. But they also put a scale on the color screen that shows you, it's like a temperature gauge on a car. And even though it's really hot to the touch, it's only like at middle position on the temperature gauge, so it's not really hot.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe it's the 7100 that they were talking about. Kind of noisy fan.
Yeah, I've never heard this one's fan running. If I leave my TS-2000 on, its fan starts to annoy me when I'm using it a lot on HF. If I'm doing digital modes on HF, which is continuous duty almost, which you're not supposed to do continuous duty on digital, on a radio, like they're not built for continuous duty. But it'll start humming, and it starts making a lot of noise. The ICOM 7000 doesn't do that. And the temperature gauge doesn't go like into the hot part when you're doing that. It just works. It's a good radio. I really like it.
Okay, it's Orbit WA. And the faceplate detaches too, doesn't it?
W4DJW. Yeah, it's got a removable front cover.
All right. Well, you know what I messed up on, didn't you?
I don't know. It's got a tuner that goes with it too, and I got both the radio and the tuner has never been out of the box.
Well, you know how I messed up, don't you?
No, what'd you do?
Should have picked up that 7100 instead of those two mini tones.
The one that Patrick got.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it turned out to be a pretty good deal for him. He got a good deal on that one. We had to get special permission from Bonnie for that.
If you ever run across a 7000 or a 7100, keep me in mind.
I'm on a users group. I get emails from the 7000 group. I just delete them nowadays because now I know how it works. This chair is getting very frustrating. Since it popped, it flip-flops back and forth. You stand up and the back falls down about 45 degrees. I gotta take a break and go find a chair.
Go to some, I hate to say this, but you know your local office supply places. But now I will tell you who else has got some. I don't know if you remember at Sam's or at Costco, but Costco's had some. And they were nice chairs. You should take a look over there. But, hey, these days I just won't buy anything unless I go and look at it and put my hands on it.
Yeah, I kind of like, if I had time, I'd rather just order it and forget it. And when it gets here, I've got it. But it's kind of like, it's frustrating when you want to have, I told Amy about it. She's in Boise. She landed in Boise about an hour ago. And she told me just to go downstairs and get her chair out of her office. But she's got a big old white leather chair. It's a big, heavy clunker thing. I don't I might just go down there and get that and then order one online. I don't need to put my hands on it to get it. I just need it to last.
You and I both are at that level, but we can look at a piece of metal and the way something is structured, you can tell whether it's of reasonable quality or not. And, you know, I like to sit in something before I get it to see if it's actually comfortable, you know. So anyhow, that's just my quirks. Well, in the meantime, let me run in here. I'm at the house. Let me run in here, grab some keys to the old truck, and I'm going to run up and get the trailer hooked up, and then I will call you on the radio shortly, okay?
All right, I'm going to switch the 7000 over to audio, to voice, and I should be done by the time you get back. If not, I can switch over to this radio and talk to you. K4VWA, W4DJ, W clear.
Okay, now listen, are you wanting to do simplex, or can we just use the repeater?
Now, we can use the repeater. If it's the antenna, we'll know it right off. You'll tell me right off the bat.
Okay. All right. Good enough, bud. If I can't find the keys to this locking mechanism on my new truck, I may have to use my old truck to hook the trailer to. And I've got that 25-watt QIT in there, so I could use it.
Does it have a good speaker in it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me get busy over here, and I'll be back to you in a little bit. W4DJW.
Go, go, go. K4VWA, clear.